VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The deputy leader of the Islamic State group in Somalia has been killed in an airstrike. That report from a Somali regional minister who told VOA that the airstrike that killed Abdi Hakim Mohammed Ibrahim took place on Sunday between the villages of Hol Anod and Hiriro. Strike hit the vehicle that Ibrahim and another passenger were traveling in. Both men were killed. Another person has not yet been identified. Sudan has its third leader in less than a week following the military's overthrow of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Yet another army commander promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdel Rahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment and growing repression.
Al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in connection with atrocities in the western region of Darfur. The White House denies President Trump is inciting violence and Islamophobia for a tweet critical of Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and her seemingly dismissive comment about the September 11th attacks. His spokeswoman, Sarah Sanders, told Fox News, "The president wishes no ill will and certainly not violence towards anyone, but he should be calling out the congresswoman for looking the other way," she said. This is VOA News.